Welcome to the Recovery Centered Podcast, a space for honest conversations about healing, hope, and the journey through mental health and addiction recovery. Each episode, we sit down with people making a difference, from therapists and researchers to change makers and survivors, now to explore what recovery really looks like in the real world. This podcast is produced in collaboration with Beachway Therapy Center.
Hello, everybody. Hello. I hope you're all blessed today. I know we are, Charlene and I, and welcome to another episode of Recovery Podcast, Recovery Centered Podcast, where we keep the topic on everything recovery, mental health, substance abuse, or any other type of recovery. Recovery on this podcast. And so what an honor it is to be here. I met Charlene 3-something years ago, yeah. Maybe, right?
Yeah.
Four yeah. On the first walk? No, second one, I think.
Yes.
And boy, I'll tell you what a powerhouse she is, man. If you want to follow somebody's lead, like, she's a phenomenal. Oh. She's a phenomenal person. She's what I call a doer.
Ooh, I like that.
And she's very active in our community. And obviously, she's got her beautiful dog here, but I'll let her get going. I'm just kind of leaning into the segue here. And Charlene, I love having you here. I love that people are going to see this recording.
Yes.
And hear about you. Tell us about you.
I am so excited. First, thank you so much for having us here. So this is Negan. and he is going to make his way to the ground now. So we are a team, and
amazing team.
Our organization is called Pause Be With You, and it is a 501c3. It is my dream come true. Negan here he's the CDO. He's the chief dog officer.
Oh, I love it.
So, I mean, this dog, I'm the one that just walks in. So it's all him. He's actually wearing his fire badge. That's how we met, me and you, through Chief Fuller.
Yep.
But I'm so proud of this badge. And he's been serving since March 23. And we met a couple new guys recently at the fire station. Uh-huh. And one of the new guys was only in for like a year. And he's like, oh, wow, Negan's got way more time than me. But so to tell you about us, Negan visits 9 places a week doing therapy dog work.
Wonderful.
And we are, I mean, this dog is making a difference. And you know, our mission is just to help with mental health. So that's why just to be connected to you is like, I love it.
Yeah. So we were talking prior to going on the air about your last excursion, or maybe it wasn't your last excursion, but a recent situation where we lost a first responder here in Palm Beach County to death by suicide. And Charlene was called because, because of her natural ability herself. And why would that natural ability come out in you, Charlene, with fire rescue, fire, first responders?
So I was so actually just – I was so grateful that Chief Fuller trusted me enough and Negan to be a part of something that was so intense. It was so sad. I had never met the person before, but we were called in with the peer team that is for grief. And these guys have been doing this, and they help their brothers and sisters, fellow firefighters, get through times when suicide happens. And we went to 3 firehouses, and just to get to sit around and listen to these guys talk about their feelings and not be embarrassed, and it was great. And Negan definitely helped break the ice.
Like opens that door a bit.
Yeah.
Right?
Because they probably looked at me like, who are you? And I mean, they knew from the minute that I wasn't a firefighter. I mean, I told them right away. I did tell them my dad was a Philadelphia firefighter. Yeah. And that's why it does hit so close to home. I just love the firefighter community. My dad, I mean, my whole life, I mean, he was forced into retirement in 1975. That was the year I was born. But my whole life, he definitely dealt with, he was never diagnosed with PTSD, but with what happened to him, he definitely was a part of that. And knowing firefighters, they shut down, they don't open up, and then they take their anger out in other ways. So the fact that we got to go in and help men and women with their feelings and hug Negan while they were trying to just figure out why, and, you know, it's so sad and devastating, but hopefully things like that can help prevent, and things like what you're doing can help prevent the next person that might want to do something.
Is that,
like that.
Is that what started all this for you? Because it was so close to you. To you, you know, like
so not not actual suicide, but I mean,
no. But with your dad, the experience with your father, right? So, did he get hurt or something?
Okay,
or?
So he actually there was a fire in 1975 called the Gulf Oil Refinery explosion. I was 4 months old, and I want to fast forward real quick, and then I'll go back. But in 2014, when he passed away at his funeral, I met one of his captains, and he told me that my dad should have never survived that day. So at the time, I was 4 months old, and imagine I got 39 more years out of him.
Oh, wow.
So he came home when I was 6 months old, and that there's a picture. I don't know if you've seen
came
it.
Home
I've shared
from,
it. The hospital.
So he was injured in this massive fire. I'm from Jersey, and I think I remember hearing about that.
So yeah, so 70% of his body was burned.
Oof.
And he dove into 6 feet of flaming diesel trying to save his brothers.
Oh, wow.
And, I mean, they said that they were life-ending fumes of what he inhaled.
Mm.
And he was not ready to go because me and my sister. So my sister's 7 years older than me.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, he definitely fought and he made it. And I got him for 39 more years. So
wow.
Being a firefighter, again, he didn't talk a lot about it,
yep.
And that's what happens.
Yep.
But what made me start this is in 2011, I was visiting him in the hospital. He was in there for something. My dad had 9 lives. And I was sitting, and a big, huge Great Pyrenees walked in.
Wow.
And they looked like gigantic golden retrievers.
Yeah.
And at the time, we had a golden, and I was in Philadelphia visiting him. So this dog walks in, and I was like, who is this? And the lady was like, oh, he's a therapy dog. And my dad was like in bed and he just got right up because he loved dogs too. And he just got right up and started petting him. And I was like, oh my God, like I will never forget.
The machismo went right out the window when the dog
The dog. I mean, I just couldn't believe, you know, the doctor came in. It wasn't even about the doctor. It was about, let me pet that dog.
Yeah.
So it just did something to him. And I will never forget. So I was like, I need to do this. So the minute I got home from that trip, I started looking into it.
Yeah.
But that was in 2011. So the day that somebody called me back to tell me what I needed to do to do the therapy dog work was the same day that I found out that our first golden retriever got cancer. So it took a little bit because then we got our second golden. 9 years came and went.
Yeah.
And the entire time I always wanted to do something with therapy dogs. The minute we got this guy, I was like, we're doing it. We are doing it. And I think that my husband, Dennis, he knew that he knows that when I put my mind to something, I'm going to do it.
Oh, yeah.
But because I talked about it for all that other time, he was like, all right, great. But the minute he was 6 months old, I started his basic training. And it took 2 years
so
to get him to certify.
So you say basic training. So do you have like a lot of dog experience or you just kind of went on, I don't know, your natural abilities.
Well, it wasn't me because I'm the worst. When you see me walk him, you see how he pulls me around. But I allow him, so, but we...
Well, that's holding yourself accountable, and I mean,
I totally let him because I feel like he deserves it. So when he's working, he's so good. But like when he's not, I'm like, okay, you can just whatever, Negan.
Yeah.
So it drives my husband crazy because he's like, oh yeah, you're a great trainer. I'm like, well, I'm not the trainer. I'm just the one walking him.
Yeah.
But so when we did all of his training, we did it with Susan Minix, who she is a dear friend.
Nice.
And we are going to be doing things soon, more things with Paws Be With You.
Awesome.
She's the trainer. Uh-huh. And at the time, she owned her store called Wet Kisses Pet Company. So
started.
Yeah, you've been there.
Yeah, yeah.
And we did the event
I bought it. We did an event together there. I bought my beloved Coco there 11 years ago.
Yes. So she closed just because she wanted to, because her passion is she's doing so many things.
Mm.
So and she trains. She still does the training. So the basic training, you know, when they're younger, it's just the basic commands.
Yeah.
So then after
like
that,
sit,
yeah, yeah,
lie
sit
down right, stay,
leave it.
Give me your paw. Is that a basic
They do some of that, like the fun stuff, so they can see that they can do tricks.
Right,
they do trick classes.
Okay.
But then we do the canine good citizen training, and there was two types of that: canine good citizen, then urban canine good citizen.
Awesome.
And then the therapy dog class. But I have a really funny story. So we bumped into a woman that we were in class with. Her name is Janice, and her dog is Ziggy. So we just bumped into her at Jake's Pet Supply, another one of my faves.
Yeah.
And I hugged her. Oh, she was just, I love her. Yeah, and yeah. She saw Negan. So she got to meet my husband, and she goes, she goes, out of every dog in that class, she goes, we never thought Negan would pass. So Dennis started laughing so hard, and I'm laughing, and he is just like, so, and with that said, he has over 800 visits.
Ooh,
so this dog is a certified, he is, AKC has acknowledged that he is a certified therapy dog supreme.
Wow.
So she is so impressed with everything we're doing because she follows me on Facebook. She sees everything.
Yeah.
So but it just cracked me up because we failed the first test. So we took the class again.
Okay.
So
was there a particular moment?
So with the therapy dog test after that first 5 weeks of school, we took the test. Well, we took a mock test the week before he passed.
Yeah.
Well, that day there was 23 dogs at the training center. Uh-huh. So we walk in and our class only had 10 dogs. So he was very overwhelmed.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I mean, excited. Things happen and that's what happens. Yeah. And so a Pomeranian distracted him. And I was not very happy with that Pomeranian that day, but it just showed that he was not ready yet, which is fine. So then what we did is I signed up for the class again. And Susan got to see us, and so he took a month off. He had a month off. And then we were doing all this Rocky training, you know, raw eggs, and we were getting strong now, going to fly now, going the distance, everything with him.
So you regrouped.
We regrouped, and we took the class again.
Bam.
And he passed.
And that was how long ago?
So now we're, I mean, it has to be 3 years.
Amazing.
Coming soon. I mean,
amazing.
Time goes by so fast.
Do you have room in your schedule? I just had a thought. Do you have room in your schedule?
So, how much room? What are we talking?
I don't know. Now, at least an hour, right? Don't you want at least an hour or something?
Do I have room for what, though?
To show up somewhere.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I can figure out. Like, you personally.
I mean, I would do that too. I was thinking of somebody else.
Well, yeah. Well, yeah, absolutely. So,
because every time, you know, I bring Coco.
We would love to because we've talked about this before.
Yeah.
We would love to.
I think it'd be pretty cool, you know?
So we'll definitely figure it out because right now he's got 9 visits a week. So some of the other ones, like even if we started off with one and then we can figure out how to consistent, you know, maybe once a month and then twice, you know, we'll just figure it out. But eventually we'll have more therapy dogs.
Oh, wow.
So
are you going to like expand Paws Be With You? Will they be under your Paws Be With You umbrella kind of?
So they will be trained.
Like other people's dogs? Or are you going to start buying them yourself and training?
Well, eventually he will get a brother. And I've been throwing that around and Dennis is listening to me say that lately, but he needs to have a brother because he's going to be 5 on July 20th he needs to start training him because one day he's going to retire, but I want him to be like in an office setting so we can do one-on-ones with people.
You're on a mission now.
So
this is like mission status.
I mean,
your dad must be like she's killing it.
I mean, here he is right here. So he's inside here.
For real?
And it's a Paul. So like, I mean, it's just like he comes with me to all my visits.
And
that day being with the firefighters, I literally held this and I could just see him smiling because his whole life hearing about his brothers that would you know, leave us.
My daughter around her own people.
Yeah.
I mean, my own people.
Like, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. What a, wow.
So we,
and you're no threat. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you're not, when you're no threat, you're no threat.
I'm
you know
no
what
threat.
I mean? And then you got the dog and
right.
all that's not, I shouldn't say nonsense, but all that programming.
Well, right.
Let me come back to my counselor clinical term. You know, all that programming is put aside for those brief moments.
Yeah.
But it's in the brief moments where the magic happens.
Yes, exactly.
That's like the secret sauce, the brief moments.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
I mean, they meet me.
And as soon as you leave, it's all...
Yeah.
Everything's good and fine.
Yeah. So for those brief moments, I see people that are so strong and so...
And they are.
Which they are. I would never take that away.
Nope.
But that minute that they bend down and get on the floor with him and start hugging him and patting him, it's unbelievable.
Behind every badge, behind every uniform, behind every shirt is a human being.
Yes.
And we're designed to feel whether or not you're male or female.
Yes.
Sometimes we don't like how we feel.
Right.
But the bottom line is, man, it's genetics.
Yes.
It's part of the deal.
Right, of course.
Yeah.
And so then when I bring him in, you know, places Okay, so I know you know all about this, but oxytocin. So I love studying these brain chemicals that happen. And a therapy dog, so oxytocin is released when a mother is with her newborn baby. And the studies have now shown that oxytocin can be released when a person is interacting with a dog. Of course, a therapy dog situation, but your own dog it can happen with. But
100%.
When we are visiting the hospitals and we go and see the nurses and they're under a great amount of stress and they take that minute just to bend down, hug him, and it is released. And then it lowers the cortisol. And I mean, it's science that is showing that this is working. So these stress hormones, they're being lowered immediately the minute they start petting him.
Oh, so every time I come home, it's like, you know, whether I'm a half hour or 8 hours.
Yeah.
You know, Coco's like, you know, I pick her up.
Yes.
And then I say hello to my wife.
Right. Of course. We all have to talk to our dogs first before we say hello to our husbands and wives. Absolutely.
I mean, if that's not powerful, man, I don't know what is, because, you know, I'm at the stage now coming up on 63, you know, happy wife, happy life.
Which
you know
crazy.
What I mean? But Coco just kind of interrupts that.
Like, yes, of course. And then like, look at me, Dad. Yeah. Look at me.
Well, I can feel her. She's only 7 pounds. I can feel her little tail. Because it's always, you know, right here somewhere.
Right.
You can always feel it going, ting, ting, ting,
yes,
ting, ting, ting.
It's just, right.
Yeah, that's just the way it is.
And,
so.
It's, and right then and
I
there.
Think that's phenomenal.
Everything you've taken in that day, the dog is.
Do you feel it was just like it all went down in one day, though? Or was like this desire, like kind of, you know, started out with a little pilot flame and before, you know, by the time you actually did it, the whole house was on fire, you know. No pun intended.
Right, right. Of course. Absolutely.
You know what I mean? Like,
I know. I mean,
it was
so it started off our very first visit. I mean, it was just trying to get in places. And
so you were cold calling?
Basically.
A little phone call, showing up maybe?
I mean, so the organization that he got certified with.
Has connections?
They did have a list, but the list was not updated. So this is when my mind went, okay, one day I want to do this, because I spent over an hour calling all the people on the list and not one of them were doing therapy dog visits anymore. So then I started doing it myself. And so I started calling my own places. And someone connected me with me and Chief Fuller.
It's awesome.
My good friend Pete, who owns Mississippi Suites.
Yeah, Pete.
And
up on Congress?
No. So there's a few of them, but he's the one in Wellington on Lake Worth and 441.
I got you. Yeah, yeah. No, I'm thinking of the other one up on Congress.
I know which
Renaissance.
One. Yeah. Yeah. They're
right?
good. I can't think off the top of my head.
Yeah, yeah.
But Pete's better. but he's not a paid sponsor, so I got to do that disclaimer. So it started off, we went to Spanish River High School, which they are dear. My friend Angela, she's a teacher there, and we met with the special needs kids, their Best Buddies program.
And you crushed it.
I mean, so now, this year, he made it into the yearbook. So we've been there 3 full years. And
awesome.
I mean, just he is amazing.
How cool is that?
So everybody at the school knows him now. He's actually on the back cover of the yearbook this year.
Really?
But I mean, and he's got
he's
in the staff section. I mean, it's amazing.
Yeah.
So we started off with that, and then we went into a nursing home, our first nursing home, and then we got connected with Chief Fuller, and I mean, from there he gave me the idea, which I think it's around the same time that I met you, and we were talking about the 501c3.
Yeah, it was close.
You need to do it yourself, and because we were talking about things, and he's the one that kind of like pointed
inspired
me in the right
you,
direction.
Yeah, because I remember when he reached out to me.
Yeah,
and you know, I've been in the space almost 20 years, and I was like, oh my gosh, I usually have an answer for everything.
Yeah,
when it comes to that,
right?
You know, like services, you know, and resources.
Yeah,
and I was just like. No.
Right.
And I was like, oh, my God, I can't believe I just said that.
Yeah. See, you learn something about yourself.
Oh, 100%.
It's amazing. Yeah. You keep learning.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
Yeah. So, I mean, now, like with, I can't even believe that I can say that we've had over 800 visits.
So, and I guess, are you recording them?
So,
like old school?
Yes.
When you come home,
Someone signs every time.
Uh-huh.
And then that's why once we got to 700, I sent them all into AKC. And that's when they gave him his therapy dog Supreme. But now they don't actually do anything over 700. 700 is the limit. So that's why now I still have my papers. I get them signed every time I go in. And cool and now that? We have over 800.
So, like, how do you how do you send over 700 papers? You scan them all? Like, you scan them all?
Well, on each paper, it's 25 on each paper. We fax them over. We scanned them. The good old scanning and
faxing.
Email.
Faxing.
Yeah.
You're getting back to my
I know, but we actually do have a fax through the computer, yeah.
For real?
So we did email all of them. Thank God. My husband is in charge of all that. Because I can't do any of that.
All right, so I picked up, you're doing fire rescue or first responders.
Yes.
Schools.
Yes.
Hospitals?
Yep.
Do hospital too?
Delray Medical Center and JFK North.
JFK North.
So, and they, but both of them, when we go to JFK North, we visit the psychiatric side, which is six different units.
Uh-huh.
We meet with all the patients.
God.
And then there's the hospital side. So we'll do the hospital visit.
You're going to the psychiatric wing?
Yes.
Must be amazing, though, for people that are completely separated.
Yes, and nobody's allowed in there. Nobody. Not
Except
even their family.
Negan and...
Yeah. Not even their family. The family comes to visit them. They can't even go in.
Oh, my God.
And we are in there. And so they have trusted us to talk about being, they're very vulnerable at that point.
Oh, yeah.
And
yep, serious mental health.
Yeah. And he walks in, and they look at him, and they're,
oh.
And it's like everything. And there's kids. There's kids in there.
Gets them out of that trapped mind for a little bit, right? God, it must be amazing to get out of that trap.
He will sit and he will turn and he will lay down. Oh. And I look at those people and I say, I just want to let you know something. And obviously, I have no doctor training.
But you have instincts.
And I tell people, I say, you know what that means right there? I said, he trusts you completely. Yeah. And they look at me, and because they don't believe that in themselves.
Yeah.
And I say, he trusts you. You're a good person.
Yeah.
And they're like, wow, thank you for telling me that.
Yeah.
And a lot of these people are crying when they're hugging him because they're missing their own dogs. And I just want to remind them constantly that the fact that he lays down and does that they are good people and they can, you know, they can change. I mean, their already first step is being there. So
wow, talk about making a huge contribution. You know what I mean? To the betterment of mankind.
It's my dream come true.
Your community. Yeah. Is today right now your best day ever?
It's the best day of my life. And I love that you know my terms. And I love it. It is the best day of my life because every day is the best day of my life. And do you want to know how I got that?
How'd you get it?
So back to Sully, our first golden, that when I got that phone call about the cancer.
Yeah.
So every dog owner, you find that out. It's devastating. And so as the doctor's telling me everything, because we had done the visit, but he was giving me the results, here's Sully over here. And he's like this, like with that goofy golden retriever face. Yeah. And I'm on the phone like in shock because I'm hearing these words, cancer. And I look at him and he's just like. So then our second golden, Sawyer, same thing happened. And when he found out, we were in there and he's just like, so I live like a golden retriever. This is my breed. And meaning like,
I feel you.
I just, every single day is the best day of my life. I don't care what happens. It is the best day of my life because I've learned from this dog that it doesn't matter what happens. It's the best day of my life.
It keeps it so simple. It actually is very empowering.
Yeah. I don't have to... You know, you don't have to do a whole bunch of stuff for it to be the best day ever.
Yeah.
I mean, waking up, it's the best day of my life. I'm so grateful. Walking outside, breathing, getting to walk him, going running, because that's what I do.
Yeah.
I mean, it is all these little things. It's all about small things that can make you so happy, but people don't realize that because they're looking for the big stuff.
Well, they want the white flash, they want the bang, and you know, smaller is better. You know, I have people that are struggling sometimes if I'm in an individual or I facilitate a group, and I always take, you know, my glasses off, especially if somebody's wearing glasses.
Yeah.
And I just ask them to hold this out like this. And they look at you like, don't look at me. Like, just hold them out, man.
Right.
You're like, okay, what's the point? Well, we're just not there yet. Hold on.
Yeah.
You know, so just keep it out.
Yeah.
I don't know, in a minute or two, you know, okay, this is getting a little too much. My arm hurts. All right, put them down.
Right.
And what was the point of that? I said, well, the point was you asked to put them down because your arm was hurting. So the littlest things over time get heavier and heavier and heavier. And why can't I do that in the opposite direction, right? Yeah. That serves me, that empowers me. And right. When people are empowered, I mean, listen to what you're hearing with Charlene. Like, that's empowerment. And when we empower ourselves, yes. It's amazing.
Yes.
What we can do, where we'll go, right. How we'll do it, all this stuff.
Right.
To help other people.
Yes.
So it's a wonderful practice. So a lot of people ask me, right? You and I are out and about a lot.
Yes.
My thing is all the time, people go, oh, it's so nice to see you. I said, yeah, it's nice to be seen. I'd rather be seen than viewed.
Right, right.
And most people get a good little chuckle out of it. And it's still like a nice breaker, too.
Exactly.
But it's my little discipline.
Yeah.
Rather than, that's a little thing.
Yeah.
You know, good luck carrying that bag of
But
rocks.
You're proud to say that. I mean,
I'm blessed
much.
A lot. I say blessed a lot.
Right.
Or I'm better, much better than how it used to
be. Yes, you know? Exactly.
This is for the people that may be catching this podcast for their first time. You know, I've been in long-term recovery for 18 years. My 18th year was this past April 15th.
Which, congratulations.
2007, serious mental health conditions. And a lot of alcoholism with drug addiction. So, I'm blessed compared to how it used to be.
Yes.
And I love your little practices, too. You know, like
it's the best day of my life.
For real, though, right? Like, that's what's so wonderful about, you know, animals. Animals have this incredible ability to be here now.
Yes, exactly.
Like off the charts ability. Just to be
yes.
This human mind, this human condition. God, we complicate it.
Right.
We worry. We future trip. We get anxious. We get all kinds of stuff.
And right.
We just besides ourselves. This guy's life is about the. And they're still smiling. Still,
right. He just got the worst news ever. But guess what? His brain doesn't. It doesn't even. They don't. You know. So that's just why the best thing they can do is. It's okay, Mom. Because they're here for us.
You think maybe that's like an attraction for humans? Because, like, you know, we're seekers. We all want to be explorers. We all just want to be happy. We all, like, chase. Like,
yeah.
And then when we see that, it's so simple, but yet so, like,
Right.
You think that's maybe what attracts us to the animals?
Yes.
Like dogs?
Because, again, they're so loving and unconditional. And they love everyone. They meet you and they love you. And I mean, I'll meet people for the first time and they say, I love you to him immediately. And I'll go, he loves you back, you know? So it takes like a minute to do the I love you. And the minute they see them, it's because they're giving off this energy of, who are you? Like, how come you're not petting me? And it's unconditional. And that's why people are so attracted to dogs, because they have this unconditional, they accept everyone. Actually, recently we start at the end of the school year. We started a reading program, which we're going to be doing this school year, and we got to go to a school with first graders, because when kids read to dogs, they're not embarrassed.
Oh,
they are not judged.
Wow.
And so that, going back to that.
That's another attraction.
Not judging.
Yeah.
So that's why, I mean, you can just do whatever you want, because he's just like, okay.
Yeah.
That's why the attraction. So that's why
kind of like a little boy or a little girl, you know?
Yeah.
You can stand on your head. You can act
all
types of silly.
Yes.
And they just giggle and laugh.
I know.
Adults are like, look at that
person. I know.
When are they going to grow up?
And then.
Your daughter's 4 years old. He still acts like, you know.
But when you just said that, and I never had children. We chose not to. And because all of you amazing people out there, you're doing it for us. So, but what I love is that we can help children with Negan. It's like, it's the best. But what I wonder when I see these kids in our neighborhood, I love it. He's like, all the kids love him.
Oh,
he's so popular in our neighborhood.
Yeah, he's the man.
But they're running up and down the street. They're having fun. All the boys, all the girls, they're having the best time ever. They're on their bikes. They're falling. Yep. They're laughing at each other.
Yep.
But then give it a couple years. And then when they fall, they're making fun of it. Just you said. And it's like, what happens where just like that, they're starting to get judged when they're little. Everyone is just having the best time ever, the best day of their life.
Yeah, they haven't been programmed to be something or not yet.
Right. And then it happens when they're so young that
they
start getting programmed.
Start getting programmed to be something you're not. That's why the feelings change, and that's why the appearance changes.
And that's why when dogs are around, for these people that are starting to become something that they think they want to be, the dog brings their old self back out. Because they then are like, oh, my God, I miss, you know, this reminds me of my dog growing up. Or, you know, it's just so many things that
they don't hear the
people.
World.
Yeah.
Dogs don't hear the world.
Right.
What the world tells you should be.
Right.
You know, they don't hear that.
Yes.
They're just like, hey, what's up?
Yeah.
You know, where's breakfast?
Right. They don't care.
Hey, you can take me out for a dump yet? You know, right, I gotta go, I'm busting here, pal.
The best part is when they're doing their business, like they're like doing their business right here. I got the bag ready to pick it up. People are just driving by and they're just like,
you know, still smiling.
Right? Yeah. So that right there shows bag. You. Yeah. So,
and then you got the guy, there's always the neighborhood guy or the neighborhood gal that doesn't do the bag.
Oh,
and you're like,
you gotta
I'm
going to
get you one of these days,
the
you bugger.
The unwritten rule of owning a dog is you clean up the dog poop.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
It doesn't even it doesn't even make sense.
We're talking about dog poop, and I heard about all kids, you know, having fun outside on the street playing. And then you got that knucklehead.
Yes.
That just that doesn't apply to me.
Oh, and then it's just right there on the grass. And
yeah.
Like, just,
sometimes I've come across those memes just, where those people throw it, put it back on the top of the
guy's
being
a little more
board.
Courteous. That's another word, a great word about people. That just if everyone's just a little more courteous and, you know, caring, like pick up the poop. How do you not know to pick up the dog poop?
It's just it's I don't know. I'm not trying to label. I'm not a big label guy, but it's just laziness, man.
Right.
Like,
right.
You're lazy.
I know.
And you don't care.
Yeah.
And you don't care about other people. And
I bet you if you open up their microwaves, they're dirty.
Oh, gross.
Those are the types of people. If you open their microwaves and they're dirty.
Oh, my God.
So if I ever am trying to help people find like a boyfriend or girlfriend, I go, you need to see their microwave first.
Because, that's so funny.
Because if they treat their microwave that way, then their entire life is that way too.
I just had a thought.
What?
No, I'm telling you, there's somebody out there that's going to hear it and they're going to be like, how did she come up with Negan?
Oh, so Negan is from the show.
You're welcome.
Yes, back to Negan. The show The Walking Dead. So Jeffrey Dean Morgan plays a character called Negan, and it was a zombie show, and he was the best villain ever. He is so cool, and a lot of people that were Walking Dead fans, they know all about Lucille, his bat, and he did a lot of bad things with that bat, but it was a battle of the survival, and Negan was our favorite, so I always name our dogs before we get them, and before we got Negan, I already named him. And the minute we got him, he's Negan. So it's people funny. Hear it and they're like, huh? But then the people that know the show, they're like, yes.
It's funny, too. I just thought about my brother and his wife. They have two retrievers,
yes.
too.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Right.
Yep.
And they're just the goofiest things
ever.
Oh,
they're great. They come back from a walk. They go right in the pool. And then they sit on the steps.
Oh, he's obsessed with the pool.
They sit on the steps.
Yeah.
They just sit there
and
chill
just,
out.
You can't see him, but he's just such a good boy right now. I just.
Oh, he's phenomenal.
I can't even.
Do you have a favorite moment?
So I just want to talk about two because I'm sure we don't have all the time in the world because we just keep talking.
We can work it out.
Okay. So there's, okay. Well, first I wanted to say we visit three nursing homes. We visit the VA. So you being a former Marine, I can't even praise you enough for fighting for our country.
Oh, wow.
Like, thank you. You're amazing. So the fact that we can walk into the VA, every time I walk in there with
incredible.
Him, I am like, I am not worthy to be here.
Yeah, you are.
One time I had I have my volunteer shirt that I wear. And I was at CVS after. Someone goes, thank you for your service. I go, oh, no, because I would never take that. I go, I'm a volunteer there. I go, I bring my dog. You can say thank you for him going. But I go, I am not military. I go, thank you for saying that. But I go, because.
But here's my counselor. I'm a CBT guy.
Okay.
I love CBT. It's called cognitive behavioral therapy.
Yes.
And a lot of CBT is reframing thoughts.
Okay.
And I'm thinking, well, who's to say that this person's didn't have a volunteer at the VA taking care of her husband or taking care of her dad or her sister? So when I hear that, that's where I went right away.
I know, like, but I didn't want to pretend.
I think it's
like,
very worthy.
And of course, well, I mean, thank you, but I just walk in there and these men and women, I am just like, oh, I'm like
crazy,
wow.
Right?
You know, it's just amazing.
Body parts,
but
missing.
We visit. I mean,
all that stuff. Yeah, all trauma, man. Oh my god.
We visit the Quantum House, the two hospitals I talked about. Man. Spanish River is our. I mean, don't tell the rest, but you're the Sharks. You're our favorite Shark Nation. And Gold Law. He is the official therapy dog for Gold Law, one of the biggest personal injury lawyers around here.
Yeah.
At the Green Acres Fire Department, Chief Fuller. I love them. I love them so much.
I'm going to miss him.
So I sent him a text yesterday because I bumped into all of his best friends over this weekend. And I sent selfies all weekend. And I go, I miss you already and you haven't left yet. He goes, well, I'm not. you know, he goes, I'm still going to be here. We'll just be texting, you know, because I'm like, my heart hurts because you're leaving.
It's not the same. We can't go to Pete's Deli and Pete's Luncheonette anymore.
Right, exactly.
Oh, man.
So one of the moments that I want to talk about is actually the very first time that I met Chief Fuller, and we had our introduction with Negan. We went into the station, and we went to Station 95, and everyone was just sitting around the table because that's where they all do. They sit around the table, the firefighters. That's where everyone – that's the hub.
Waiting for that next call.
Yeah. And there was a man in there, and he definitely put his time in. He's – I mean, I would say maybe he was 15, 20 years, and he was very quiet. And we were all talking. He was telling me stories all about his dog. And he was petting him. We were chatting the whole time. So we leave, and Chief Fuller looks at me, and he goes, I'm just going to say 9 years. And the 9 years that I've known him, he's never once spoken to me. Because not like...
Chief?
Like, they've never interacted, because he's very shy. I'm sure they've you know what I mean? Like, way.
I get it. He's seen a different side.
Yeah, in that, like, social capacity. So he couldn't, he was taken back. Like, just because we were able to, he was breaking the ice. Like, and everyone was just chatting. It wasn't just, you know, being the stigma of I just have to, you know.
I'm so grateful, too, that I met Chief Fuller, too, and his advocacy.
I know.
For mental
health,
you know, like, you know, I kicked it up a notch with that 71-mile walk. You know, and it just brought so much awareness because I couldn't do it in, you know, half a day.
Right.
It took me 7 days to do it.
But no big deal. You walked 7 days.
Yeah, no big deal. Just banging out. You
just
know.
From Green Acres to Miami. No big deal.
And actually, you were there.
Yes.
It was amazing. Like,
you were there for the start and the finish.
Yeah, it was so cool. But his desire to pretend like it's not happening anymore, and one of these driving factors of, you know, what you're doing, what I'm doing – you know, Chief said one day, you know, Palm Beach County, because we're based out of Palm Beach County, Florida, has the highest suicide rate amongst all other counties in Florida. Of course, I Googled it, and it was 67 counties than any other county in Florida. Palm Beach and Broward counties right behind us,
right?
And it was kind of like, well, what are we doing about that?
For suicide,
and nobody was like, and you know. SOTS, Charlene knows me from my 501c called Stomping Out the Stigma, SOTSinc.org. And we help first responders. We maintain their privacy, their anonymity. We maintain there's no reporting, no documentation, no diagnosis, none of that stuff. I shouldn't put it like that. Scratch it. No, I'm only kidding. We work hard because there's a lot of people behind it. We work hard each year to raise money.
Yeah.
So people, you know, that might be leaning a little sideways can stand back up.
Yes.
You know, we give them 10 sessions, no cost, no, like I said, no paper trails. And each year it keeps growing and growing.
Yeah.
And, you know, he had a lot of influence in that, you know, especially like just being an advocate himself,
and the
way
same thing with me,
and with you,
so
right?
So he's the reason we started Paul's Be With You, which pausbewithyou.com.
So he's got two of us under our belt.
I know. What are we going to do without him? What are we going to do?
We got to find. So I don't know. Maybe take it up to where he's going.
Right. Right. We're going to miss you, Chief Fuller. We love you.
Yeah, man.
I mean, we're going to miss you, but we know you're here.
Yeah, yeah.
So another really amazing story is.
So what was the first favorite again?
The first one. Well, just the fact that he was able. The first time I met him, he was able to see what Negan brought out of one of the guys, that he was able to just chat. And, you know, just not didn't have any worries about what anyone else in the room was going to think.
Yeah.
But I just kind of have a feeling he was probably just shy. And, you know, there's a lot of people like that. They kind of want to stick to themselves. And when they're on a call, obviously they give their all. So, but maybe when they're not, they're waiting for that call, they just kind of want to be quiet, and that's okay.
It's a different zone.
So it was just so great to have that moment of him interacting. And we see him to this day, and he is definitely very, you know, he loves Negan.
Yeah.
So,
he's hip.
So now we visit Delray Medical Center on Christmas. It's
Christmas
great.
Day.
Yep. 2 years in a row we did it.
You're out there pounding the pavement on Christmas Day. I love that.
And we will always do it. It's unbelievable. And thank you to my husband for not caring that we leave, and I'm like, oh, we're going to go. We'll be right back.
How long, excuse me, how long does the round trip take you? Like something like that?
I mean,
you gone a couple of hours, is it?
Well, like we're usually there for over an hour at the hospital. So, yeah. And then the drive. So I would say like close to 3 hours. So we were doing our rounds, and not everyone's working that day. Obviously, it's Christmas. So corporate's closed, you know, the gift shop's closed. So it's very quiet. It's very interesting. I've never been in a hospital on these types of holidays. So it's very interesting. The nurses that worked, they just would, they couldn't believe that we walked in. I mean, just like, like Negan today. I'm like, yes, of course. Like we want to, so they were so happy. Well, we were walking by ICU, and we don't usually go into ICU unless they invite us, because obviously there's a lot of things going on in there, and you can't just go in with the dog. So they see us, they bring us in, and all the nurses and the doctors. So that day, again, with the doctors, same thing, you know, they don't usually interact a lot, not all of them, but with the nurses and just having him there, everyone's talking, connecting, and they're just like, oh, this is the best ever, you know, for Christmas. So one of the families, there was a mother and a daughter, and the husband was on life support. So they asked me if we would come in. And so we're over there, and I was like, of course, you know, because again, this is like, you're not allowed to go because it's, you know, they're fighting for their lives in here. So he's got his Christmas hat on. And at this point, it's like sideways, and he's got all this, I got all this Christmas stuff around his neck. He's got the jingles. So the mom and the daughter both are, and the daughter was probably about 30-ish. So the mom was, they were both like, you know, you could tell that they've been crying. And the minute they see him, they stop crying. They're petting him. And then now the mom is talking to her husband and just saying, you know, let's just use the word Pete. Pete, look, Negan's here. He's a golden retriever. Because they had a golden. He's like, oh, he's so cute. He looks just like ours. He's like, Pete, oh, he's here for you. And we're just sitting there, and he's just, you know, Negan. So they just, you know, she looked at me and the daughter, and they were just like, thank you so much. We can't thank you enough. And she looked at me and said, Merry Christmas. So I get choked up when I talk about this, because
you get me choked up.
Because when she said Merry Christmas to me, because obviously I was never going to say Merry Christmas, because I'm such a hyper happy person all the time. But like at that, I know when not to be. So she looked at me and said, Merry Christmas. And I said, Merry Christmas to you. She goes, you just made our day. So this guy, this guy right here, you know, it's not me, it's him. And like I just, I couldn't believe that at that very moment, and her husband probably passed away. But at that very moment that he could help them on a Christmas day, and they're never going to forget that. So,
that's the meaning of Christmas.
Right.
How cool is that?
Right. So after that, I mean, I just, I was like, I will always go. I will always.
And now you make me think, gosh, you must be great for your mental health.
Oh, I mean, like, it is.
He's like, you're a therapist.
It is so fulfilling. Right? It really is. I mean, like, I'm actually very selfish about it because it's so fulfilling. That I'm like, I love doing this. And
yeah, but
it's
I'm glad it does fulfill you because that, you know, inspires your drive.
It's a positive selfish thing.
Yeah, it inspires your passion and your willingness to keep going out there. I'm sure, you know, you're human too. There's some days that maybe you just don't want to get up and go. I don't know. I could be wrong. But
the way that I look at it is, because I'm a hairdresser. That's what I do, you know, in my career. And I work 3 days a week in the salon. And I make heads happy. But with Negan, I make hearts happy. So those days, maybe I don't feel like going. Like today, we're going to Delray Medical after this and a nursing home in Delray. Let's just say on a Monday, I didn't feel like it. Well, guess what? There could be one person in that hospital. If I saw 50 people and one person said to me, I'm so lucky, thank you for coming today. Like, to me, I'm just like, I just got to get to that one person. And every week it happens. So
how do people get in touch with you or Paul? So you, like an email or you can, your website?
You can find us. You can look up paulsbewithyou.com. Negan is all over social media. He is Negan the Therapy Dog, N-E-G-A-N.
Okay.
And he's got 46,000 followers on TikTok.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that the same address, the same?
Negan the Therapy Dog.
On TikTok, okay.
And he's being goofy on there, but also we share our therapy visits. And yeah, I mean, you can email paulsbewithyou. I'm on Facebook, Charlene Rothe, R-O-T-H-E. You can find me there. But we just, I mean, again, we just, I love making people happy with this dog. And it is my dream come true. And again, like just sitting here that day when I was around those firefighters and they were so sad, all I could do is see my dad smile because I remember growing up with him and he would hear about his friends and brothers and sisters passing away and he would look on, he would have a look on his face and he would go, well, you know, it happens. And I can just see that face on him though, just smiling and being so proud that I'm helping his brothers and sisters and everyone else. And he was in the Army. So that's also another thing about my dad. So, I mean, I'm just so grateful and grateful for you and the fact that Chief Fuller brought us together.
Yeah, it's been wonderful. And I can't wait to see what we can come up with. And maybe we'll collaborate one of these times.
Yes.
You know?
Right. I would love to. I mean, I would love to do a visit.
Do a visit,
right? Yes, absolutely. I have
all the eyes watching you, you know what I mean?
Yes.
All right, you got to have her back.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I think so, too. You know what I mean?
Right.
I'm gonna do something. Yeah, because, you know, there's not everybody has substance.
Yes. And
that's why we have all these different programs and tracks.
Yeah.
There's, you know, a lot of mental health people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's sign of the times, too,
right.
You know? We need a little more love, a little less hate.
Absolutely.
Right? There's just so much.
And with people, if there's just one little thing that I've learned is that if you look around at your life and you stop being upset about what you don't have, when you start looking at what you do have, then your life will change immediately.
Oh, 100%.
Because if you're focusing 100% on what you don't have, I want that.
Yep.
I want this. I want that. I want more money. I want the boat. If you start saying, I'm so grateful that I wake up every day and I have a job, and then you're going to get to that.
Correct.
So be happy about the small things like we talked about
that
earlier.
That story about the ICU that you just shared with us, and they actually wished you Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
I bet you, you know, they wish they could say, I wish I could have that.
Right.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, somebody's life was coming to an end.
I know.
And that's what it's all about. Like, how are you living now?
I know.
You know, how you living?
Right.
You know, what are you looking at? I think from my experience, you're doing better than you think you are.
Yes, absolutely. A lot of people don't give themselves the benefit of the doubt. They don't
They don't
give themselves enough credit.
It's the world.
Actually.
It's the world.
Yeah.
Turn it off for a little while
and
then just look around. Make a gratitude list. Simple stuff.
Yes, give yourself credit.
Say hello to somebody.
Take care of yourself before you take care of other people.
Yeah.
too.
Well, hey, this was another phenomenal podcast. I love the energy. I love what you're doing.
Thank you.
Charlene.
Negan.
Down here. Charlene was kind enough to come and spend time here.
I'm going to get him up here for the end of the...
And share some hope with you.
Come on, up.
Because there always is hope, you know, and maybe just for today or when you're watching this, be like Negan, you know, just let it be.
Let it be.
Right? Just let it be and, you know, enjoy the breath.
Yes.
Because if you're mindful of that one breath, as soon as you exhale it, you're never going to get it back. And that's what's really going on, right? It's a TikTok, literally.
Yes.
TikTok, you know.
It is.
So show up. You can reach me. I'm tim.r@beachway.com. I'm like Charlene, too. I'm all over social media. Tim Roberto, Stomping Out the Stigma.
Yeah.
If you need anything else, I don't know what to tell you because we brought you a lot of stuff.
I hope that you have the best day of your life. And
phenomenal.
Every day. Write it down. Today is going to be the best day of my life.
Yeah. Reach out if you need anything. We wish you peace and
love. Thank you for
having us.